Listen, baby, I'm going to get to everything, but before I start, you've got to promise me that you're not going to kick off, you're not going to get angry. This, I'm going to be honest with you, it's going to be make or break. And I would never have gotten to this point with you if I didn't think that you was the guy that could just do what I need. I'm trying to explain to you what I need, but I'm scared because if you're like totally not down with it, or like you're disgusted, or you see me in a different light, there's just no way we're going to be able to continue. No, you totally satisfied me in sex, like 100%. Like, I love fucking you. I only ever think of you when I'm horny. Even when I touch myself, I'm only ever thinking of you. And that's why I often video call you when you're at work. Because I need to come and I need to see your face or hear your voice or just look at your cock, whatever it is. And if I didn't feel that way about you, then I'd obviously just get some porn or just think about some random actor or whatever it is. But it's only you. It's, you know, this is why I feel comfortable to be able to tell you. But before I tell you, I have to explain, go back a little bit. And, you know, if I talk about ex-boyfriends and that, I don't want any drama or questioning. I just need to tell you how I'm feeling and exactly why it's all come about. So just like bear with me. But the main thing is, like, everything I told you about my last relationship breaking up, like, everything is 100% true. Like, I fell out of love with him. Like, we was like friends. I was indifferent to the guy. Like, there was just so much shit going on. But how it all started was we kind of got to the point that you and I are at now. Really like happy and in love. Yeah, there's like jealousy with you sometimes, but there was jealousy with him. Like, I've had jealousy with loads of guys. This is why I don't want it to like fuck up what we have, because you've got no reason to be jealous. I'm 100% into you, and no other guy is ever going to turn my head. So that's why I get frustrated with you when you like get angry with me. Or, I mean, I know I'm kind of flirtatious sometimes, but if you notice, I'm like that with girls as well. I'm just that kind of bubbly, happy, friendly type chick. But I never go too far, and I don't like. I mean, I have done with other boyfriends, not cheated or nothing like that. But I mean, I've flirted and amped it up just to piss off a boyfriend or to control him or whatever the situation is. He might have been flirting with someone, so therefore I'll take it up a ramp. You know, he might have sort of been off of me or just not giving me the attention, talking to his friends too much. And then, you know, I'll get another guy to buy me a drink or dance with another guy. All these little things. It's just pure manipulation, basically. So my whole point is, every guy that I've been with, honey, I've been able to break them down in whichever way. Mostly it's been sexual. Sometimes it's been with my food, not cooking for them, not cooking their favourite thing. Just so that I can get my own way. And I've noticed with you just don't stand for that shit. And like, it's the first relationship that I've had where the alpha man that I've got in my mind is you. What I mean by alpha man, like, I don't know, most people think that the alpha man is this big, tough guy that like beats women, brutalizes them, and dominates them, and all that shit. That to me is a weak ass pussy bitch. That ain't no fucking alpha. An alpha man like you. When I'm out of line, honey, you don't even. There's no way you'd ever hit me. It's just that one look. I see your jaws clenching, your fists clenching, your eyes look so angry at me, but you would never ever hit me. And I just know you look at me in a certain way, and I just know that I need to cut out whatever shit that I'm doing. And I just think with you, look, I know I was explaining about the ex. Well, the truth was that he just couldn't fuck me in the way that I needed. Like, we had amazing sex, but it was pretty vanilla. You know what I mean? I'm not into anything too crazy, but I've just always been the alpha bitch. Even with my friends, I'm always a top dog. I'm the one that's always dominating every situation, every boyfriend I've had. Even if I've had to chase them for years before I got them. Well, it doesn't really take years, but sometimes some guys have taken a while. You know what I mean? Or they've been with someone, so I've had to wait because I would never cheat or go with a cheater either. So, you know, so different variables to that. But basically, the bottom line is, I always get what I want. It's like, you know them, like, top powerful judges, and you find out they're into scat and all that sort of shit. It's because they're so dominant, babe. They're at the top of their game. There's no one that can dominate them. So, of course, they go the other way and then want to be degraded and all that shit. My thing ain't nothing to do with me being degraded or me being, like, lower rank to you. It's fuck all to do with that. It's because I am an alpha woman, and I have never, ever found a man that could break me. And the thought of that sends me crazy, because all I want is to be broken. I'm sick. I mean, I work in a kitchen, for fuck's sake. I've got all those guys under me. So even in my work life, I'm still dominating men. When I date them, I'm dominating them. Do you know how many fucking guys I've turned into little husks of a man that have just been weak lapdogs? They've turned into lapdogs. And once I break you down into a lapdog, I've got no respect for you whatsoever. I mean, I'm not a bitch. Once it gets to that stage, I've got to cut them loose, because I'm not going to toy with somebody or whatever. But at the same time, why should I give up what I want? And I already feel guilty and scummy enough about it that, you know, that I'm even built this way, that sometimes I feel deprived. Like, why is it that I want these things? I don't know where it stems from. I honestly don't. But I do remember this, right? And this is even kind of weird. Like, you know, like when girls start touching their bodies and then start, oh, what's that little thing? Oh, that little love button there. And then, you know, you start playing with it and you start feeling good and you just want to do it all the time. You start going to bed early just so that you can, like, play with yourself. Things like that. You know, other girls were thinking of pop stars and all that bullshit. You know what I was thinking of, babe? I was thinking, back in the day, cave women. I was just imagining myself out in a field picking berries or whatnot, whatever that shit they did out there, chasing down dinosaurs. But I'd think, you know, I'd be in some kind of work situation where my man would just come up to me, like, obviously grunting and that, because there was no language back there. And maybe that's it as well. Like, when you fuck me, the way that you grunt, that guttural primal urge where we just rip each other's clothes off. And that, to me, is like been so hot so far. But it's got to the point now, I just need that bit more, babe. And I just don't know how comfortable, because I know I'm sort of switching the conversation into hundreds of different things, but I'm just so nervous because I don't want to lose you, because I love you so, so, so much. And everything is perfect between us, but just this one thing. But if you're into it, then it's going to be amazing. I'm getting there. But before I get there, I've just got to tell you this one thing about my ex, and you can't be fucking mad. You promise me. You promise, promise. All right. Right, we had amazing sex for a long, long time. I'm talking about probably 2 good years of, like, top whack sex, like really banging sex all the time. Couldn't keep our hands off each other. You know, we didn't even need porn because we were just so much into each other. We'd watch it background shit, but we weren't into it, you know what I mean? We didn't need to be. And then it just went tits up, because one night I thought, because he was so alpha in other ways, you know, like really dominant. Like, I remember this one time we went to Valentine out, and there was a, you know, a load of drunk guys, and one of them slapped my ass, pinched my ass as we walked past. I mean, we're going for fucking Valentine's dinner, do you know what I mean? I'm all glammed up for my man, and some tosser's like slapped my ass like he owns me. And my boyfriend, before I could even turn around, had grabbed him by the throat and had him up by the bar, like by his neck. And all this guy was a bit tipsy or whatever. And his friends were all, like, begging my man not to touch him. Like, you know, most girls would just, like, your mates being kicked in or whatever, you'd just all jump in, wouldn't you? And just, you'd all, like, beat up that one dude. But they knew not to fuck with him. They knew that he would fucking have destroyed every single one of them. I felt so safe with him all the time. And this is why I was so tricked, man, because I thought that he was the one. I thought, yes, this is the one. So, I don't know, I started doing little things, little role play things, knocking it up a bit. Bit of bondage, a bit of, like, tying up, a bit of candle wax, all kinds of little bits and bobs, and he was into it. But this one night, I said to him, we was walking along the beach, and we was coming home from a club or a pub, I can't even remember now, but I do remember I'd been drinking. I looked really sexy. I had the shortest skirt and the sort of one that if you bent over, you would just see everything. You'd see my hot little snatcher just staring back at you. And I remember saying to him, let's do a kind of, like, role play scene. I said, let me walk, you know, like, a little way ahead of you. And I said, like, you kind of like chase me down. And I said, like, but really stay into it. I said, you know, really, like, don't break it, roles or anything. And I was like well into this. I couldn't believe like that one of my biggest fantasies was going to come true. And, you know, so I'm tottering along underneath this like fucking derelict bridge, like no one's about. And I can hear him like chasing me, like he's breathing, to getting all out of whack. And then like he catches me, I'm sort of stumbling. And like he really grabs me and it's like amazing. But as I'm whispering to him, as he's trying to fuck me, I'm like saying, harder, baby, like harder. And like he's, I don't know, he's kind of doing it, but the emotions weren't there. It was like, oh no, babe, I'll hurt you. And I'm like, yeah, well, duh, you know what I mean? And he's like, no, I can't do it, like, I'm going to hurt you. And it just like ruined everything. And he's just, couldn't even keep a hard cock because he's just so worried about like breaking this gentle little doll or something. But he didn't realise what I was really, truly asking for him. Well, anyway, you know, we touched on it and I asked him why he couldn't get a bit rougher. And because when we used to argue, he was so ferocious towards me. Like there was many times I thought he was going to knock me out, but he never once touched me. And that's why I knew it would be him, because I knew that he wouldn't harm me. And then, you know, there was always a safe word involved whenever we did stuff, but it was never used. It never needed to ever be used because he was just so lame. And he would just say that, oh, it's because I love you so much. How could I like hurt somebody that I loved? But in my mind, I was thinking, yeah, but if you love me, you'd hurt me the way that I need to be hurt. Because it's not about being this terrified, defenseless woman. Not at all. It's about me being, wanting to be broken. Like, it's my biggest fantasy. And I just started to think, why can't I find that man out there that can do what I need, like, but enjoy it as well? And understand that when he's fucking choking me or spreading my ass cheeks apart and then spitting in my ass and then rubbing his cock to fucking damage me. Sorry, babe, I know I'm getting... I'll calm down. But do you understand what I need? Why I need it? Why I need that dominance? That fucking hand around my throat? Like, do you know sometimes when you say to me, you don't think I've come? I'll let you into a little secret. I learned this tricky, oh my God. I'll tell you how it started off. It started off because I had to share a room with my sister when I was younger. And obviously, you know, if you're playing with yourself or whatever, you can't be loud. So over time, I'd learned to be really, really quiet. And sometimes it would mean me holding my breath, you know, for a long time. And then it started getting interesting because sometimes it was like I would hold my breath so much that it was like, oh my God, if you don't come quick, you're just going to die, you're going to pass out. But then that thought would make me come so quickly. So sometimes I'm quiet when I come because I've been holding my breath for so long. And when I sort of internally come, rather than come like, ah, if I sort of come quietly inward, it's even more so like shocking to me. That's why you know I've come, because I'm trembling for ages afterwards. So, I don't know if you understand it. Like, so far, is anything I'm saying, like, turning you off? No, you want me to continue? Are you sure? Because I love you so much, I just don't want to fuck it up. But I've got to say, you do sound like you need an asthma pump right now, and I can feel your cock against my ass is absolutely rock hard. So, in my mind, I'm thinking you're digging it, aren't you? Yeah, so I haven't got the scenario fitted in my head. It would be something kind of sloppy and basic, do you know what I mean? Like, we go to a club. No, we have to be complete strangers. No, let me think. How are we going to do this? We'll go into a place together, but we'll split up immediately, right? So no one sees us going in together, right? And then I'm never going to talk to you or even acknowledge you. And I'm going to be at the bar, I'll have a drink. Obviously, you're going to have to not get fucking angry when guys approach me, because you're going to know that I'm going to swerve them all off and be with you at the end of the night. So none of that shit, because that's going to fuck it all up, right? You promise. Right, okay. So then, have a few drinks or whatever. The drink's not even important. Maybe a couple for Dutch courage, you know? And then I'm going to leave and we're going to find somewhere. We're going to have to find the perfect location. I've got a place in mind, actually, because when I've gone there before, I've thought to myself, oh my God, this will be perfect. You know what I mean? Back alley and all that. Long alley as well. And there's like an alley with like multiple little places to go and run and all that. But at the same time, though, I want to be kind of safe because, I don't know, I don't want to go somewhere and get a fucking crackney lock me ass. You know what I mean? No amount of fun's worth that. So we're going to have to, I know I'm getting excited. Sorry. Because you didn't shut me down. And I, you know, my last relationship broke up because I just knew that it just wasn't going to happen. So I'm trying to think. So that's going to be the basic scene. But you've got to understand that I need to hear the clattering of my heels. I need to hear you chasing me. I need to hear the breathing. I need to hear you running after me and just knowing that you're going to catch me and knowing that when you do catch me, that you're going to give me what I want, that I'm not going to be this terrified woman running in fear. It's just going to be a fear of, is this going to be the guy that can finally break me down, that can make me do, bend at his will and do everything that he says? Because every time a guy's tried, in the end, I break him down. Because I'll sit on his cock until it's hard and he thinks he's going to just slip it in by saying some basic shit and slapping my ass and saying, who's your fucking daddy? No, not me, sir. I need something more. Something more ferocious. Something more deprived. Something more primal and guttural. Do you get me, baby? Like, do you get where I'm going with this? I'm going to stop for now because I need you to think about it. I need to discuss more things with you. But for now, do you get what I need, baby? Do you think that you're the man? I truly believe that you're the man that can do it. I think that you can fuck me how I need. Choke me with an inch of me fainting. And even if I faint, I don't care. I don't care if I wake up and you're still fucking me. I don't care if I wake up and you're slapping my face and pulling my hair and spitting on me just to wake me up. And then carry on fucking me until I'm sore, until I'm crawling out of that bed with my pussy bruised and battered. But I'm going to feel so good about it, baby, because it was what I wanted. You didn't force me to do it. I wanted it. I needed it. I needed to be broken down. I needed to be on my knees, baby. Do you understand what I'm saying? I want you to fuck me so hard and so rough. You've got to give me what I need. Do you think that you can give me what I need? Are you the man? I think you're the man. I think you've always been the man. And I don't think any other man but you can do it. So, baby, tell me, what are your thoughts?